This air review is brought to you by Verizon. When the Navy and the Marine Corps look to securely and effectively modernize their voice communications, Verizon's suite of services, solutions, and contract vehicles are there to help meet mission needs.
Hello from National Harbor. I'm Ross John Fortuna, here at Sea Airspace 2024. Joining me now is Jennifer Edgen, Assistant Deputy Chief of Naval Operations for Information Warfare. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So cybersecurity is really critical to the Department of the Navy, and obviously its operations, and it's really important to everything in the NatSec world. So how is the Department of Navy working partnerships across agencies, across outside of agencies, with industries, academia, things like that? How are those partnerships bringing forward cybersecurity strength?
So I'd like to first start by how we're thinking about cybersecurity and compare and contrast that with how we've thought about it in the past. It used to be that cybersecurity was something you did at the very end of a process. You developed a system or a capability and then made sure it was cyber secure. When we look at the cybersecurity posture of the Navy, we're taking a holistic approach. And that spans the design, development, deployment, and disposal lifecycle. So instead of something being baked on at the very end or iced on like you'd ice a cake, we're baking it in right up front. And that stems, that starts with our reference architecture. Our reference architecture for our modern information environment ecosystem, which really spans all of our platforms, our enterprise levels, and provides a cohesive framework for us to design and deploy and assess capabilities moving forward.
You talk about assessment. Is that constant? Is that continuous? I mean, how much can you break the kind of requirements, check boxes thing?
So we do love a check sheet in the Department of Defense.
Sure.
And so embracing that mantra, if you start with that design blueprint, well, then you can look at all phases of lifecycle development for how are you meeting the specific requirements, how are you assessing your current capability against current threat patterns, and then how are you doing that in concert with the entire enterprise. So this is how we're moving from a buy-and-replace model to a buy-and-sustain model. There's a phrase in software development that software is never done. Equally, cyber is never done. It will grow and change over time. So we also must have that development and deployment framework that grows and changes over time.
Yeah, I've heard people say in interviews with software engineers, people like that, they say, when is it done? The answer is never. Mm-hmm. It's a constant sort of upkeep. So talk a little bit about breaking the cycle of break-buy-replace technology. I know that's an issue in every organization, but how are you sort of moving past that?
Well, it really begins with moving away from a systems-level thing. When I say systems-level thinking, that's a self-contained box, a box that does things. Inside the box, there's infrastructure, there's platforms, there's data, and there's software. And you connect that box to other boxes. In our modernized model, we extract those different capabilities. So if we look at a software layer, a data layer, and an infrastructure layer, you have redundancy built in that you can leverage from a cybersecurity posture perspective, but also from a resiliency perspective as we're looking at our naval missions.
I want to ask about resiliency just because I know, again, it can be sort of stages, but how do you keep that resiliency up and keep it strong when there are these threats that are not the same on Tuesday as they are on Wednesday?
Mm-hmm. So I'd like to answer with kind of two examples. So first of all, that design principle, what does resiliency look like? What does failover look like? If you're getting some attacks or potentially you have an area that's offline for maintenance, how do you move those workflows to other things? Just like you see in the commercial market. If you're using a Google or a Hotmail or an Outlook, whatever email service that you use from a provider, you never know when somebody's doing some maintenance. There's automatic failover and redundancy. That's the redundancy and resiliency built into the architecture that's servicing you as a customer. That's what we're trying to do in the Navy perspective. So if we look at our platforms, if we look at how those are designed with that resiliency in mind, that's the critical design premise that our blueprint offers. The second part that I'd like to look at is how we're actually assessing the threat. It used to be that threat reviews were conducted as part of our milestone acquisition reviews. But now that we're moving away from a static systems view and really into that agile development, there's that continuous approach, the continuous assessment of cyber posture. Partnering with the Department of Navy CIO, as the Navy, we're implementing something called Cyber Ready. So instead of a compliance-based ATO check at the very end or at specific waypoints, we're building those things up front, doing that continuous assessment. That supports the development cycle, that supports our resiliency in the fleet.
This is a big culture change. I mean, again, there's a real concrete notion of these non-continuous, you know, like you said, milestone type things. How do you change that culture?
First of all, you have to start. The hardest step of a 1,000-yard march is the first step. And so part of this is we have to build that trust and confidence with our users. Because if you're deploying, you want to make sure that everything that you have in your kit bag is ready to go. So we want to do that up front. We also want to test and operate through different exercises, different certification events, the continuous pipeline of delivery. So when an update is available, either from a cybersecurity posture or potentially a functionality, that can be deployed to users, and they have the confidence that it'll work the first time. So that takes time, that takes success, and that takes the demonstration side by side with our customers. Because sailors need their things to work the first time. So we want to make sure that as we build this, that they're right at the center of our design and development constructs.
Yeah, I always think about offloading. Had previous conversations about partnerships, talking about offloading risk to private industry. You can't have risk in your job.
Correct. So,
thanks so much for doing this with us, and thank you for chatting.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's great to see you.
Yes, it's great.